And well, like when you took a bath, what would you dry off with after?
Well, I'll tell you the kind of towels we had back then. My mother wove lots of cloth.
Oh, she did.
And she'd weave towels mm-hmm. like that. She'd have mm-hmm. a fine thread that she'd weave these towels, and mm-hmm. they is fine for our work hands to dry their hands on. That's what we'd use.
That's amazing. Yeah. Well, of course, I know they didn't have it in those days, but nowadays, that what do you call that thing that comes out of the water comes out of them, the sink, the actual sort of thing that the water comes out of. You know where you turn it on and then you hold your hands underneath the
faucet.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Oh, the faucet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, do you call that the same thing when it's on the side of the house?
Yes.
You call it, mm-hmm. yeah. Now, I guess in those early days you didn't have water pipes of any kind, so that mm-hmm. never even would have known what that was.
Well, looking the difference on
Well, talking about buckets, what would they be made out of?
Wood. We've got an old cedar wooden bucket.
Oh, really?
Here now.
Oh.
60-some years old.
Well, mm-hmm. the ones where, to carry milk in, what would they be made
of? Well, they'd be out of tin.
Oh, I see. So they'd be different than the cedar.
Yes.
Than the mm-hmm. cedar ones. And then, now, the kind of old bucket or something that you might carry, food to pigs in.
That'd be called slop bucket.
Yeah, and that would probably be an old tin one, I guess.
Yes, it was an old feed bucket mm-hmm. that they had
something.
Discarded up mm-hmm. at the barn.
Well, you were telling me that you had to buy sugar. I think was about one of the only things you had to buy at the mm-hmm. store.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did people always go to take their wheat to the mill, and they didn't buy flour at the store
mm-hmm.
either.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what about, gosh, that's just amazing. When they took it to be ground, what would they put it in after they ground it for them?
Well, we had meal sacks.
Oh, that's
it is a heavy cloth.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a white mm-hmm. cloth.
Mm-hmm.
And those meal sacks, they wasn't used for anything only to put the meal and the flour in.
Oh,
and
I
then
see.
The bran and stuff for the horses that come out of the wheat and the
mm-hmm.
corn.
Mm-hmm.
Why
the
they'd
creeks like Buffalo or Crooked Creek over here, I've been to this one over here on Crooked Creek, that had what they call water mills to make meal.
Now he was telling me about he said he thought the corn meal is so much used to be better than it is now because it's too fine.
Don't you think it's too fine to make good corn?
Well, we've always thought that
mm-hmm.
it's different from what mm-hmm. we used to get
mm-hmm.
and we did sieve it, you know, and we'd get out quite a little bit of brand or husk or something
mm-hmm.
out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And now then there's nothing to sieve out.
Mm.
So I can't keep from believing that it's better when you
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
little coarse.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see, so I never have ever seen any of the coarse ground kind. Mm-hmm. I'd like, that'd be interesting sometime. I never did eat too much cornbread either, so I probably wouldn't know the difference
time, Clint Smith, Emma's man,
mm-hmm.
was before they was ever married, he was operated on. They didn't have no hospitals in. They just operated him in the home.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there and held one of his hands after they put him to sleep so he wouldn't bother the doctor. He turned him over on his stomach, and he had a abscess kidney, I believe,
mm-hmm.
and this doctor was cutting him right in the thick part of his back. fellow that's holding his other hand on the other side of the table, he fainted, had to take him out.
Oh.
It didn't bother me that bad, but directly this doctor struck a drop of corruption. So there it is right there.
Oh.
Well, I think, my heavens, that's an awful gash to cut for that little drop of corruption. And I noticed he put a little tube in that.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, it took that boy for a month just running old corruption out of this tumor.
Oh, he's ailing longer than that, wasn't he?
He like to never got over. But what I was going to tell you, this Miss Aunt's mother, she had dinner ready for all of us when we got through. And I ate dinner right across the table from him, and I watched what he ate. He is a very good doctor at that time.
He's the best doctor in Northwest Arkansas.
He took his knife and just held the middle out of it, laid the middle of it back. And he just ate the crust of that. That is well done, see him?
Well,
I love the crust, of course.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that that's just what he liked. It wasn't
the best. It may not be that it was the best.
Yeah.
I wondered.
I don't know. I've never heard much about that. Well, now, it's stuff like sugar that you buy at the store, what would it come in?
Come in bags, cloth bags.
Uh-huh.
A lot of it would, and a lot of it was shipped in barrels.
Oh.
And it is paper lined.
Oh.
And then they'd, if you want a quarter's worth of sugar, dime's worth of sugar, they used to buy it that way.
They could buy it like that?
You'd get as much for a dime then as you would for $10 now.
Well, not hardly that much, but it'd be a... quite a little.
And you just go in like you want a dime's worth of sugar.
Yeah, or 50 cents. Mm-hmm. 50 cents.
And then they would measure it out
into a paper bag.
Oh, they and would weigh put it into a paper bag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had paper bags.
Well, if they poured it out and they have to put it in a something like, you know, would they have to keep it from getting out all over the floor? They'd have to pour it in something, I guess, first.
They'd have a little spout.
Little scoop.
You'd
scoop it up and then pour it in this sack, and then have this little paper bag on the scale, and you'd weigh it.
I can't imagine that by sugar like that. Well, do those paper bags? They had paper bags.
Yes, but it is now they is awful scarce. You didn't get a little paper bag with this and a paper bag with that. They put a lot of the things together that wouldn't mix, you know.
Oh, yeah, they put it on. Mm-hmm. Well, did they call them paper bags back then, in those days?
Well, pokes, didn't they?
Pokes, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. They'd say, well, where's that paper poke with
you? Oh, yeah. Instead of paper bags.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rough ones, like potatoes, would come in.
They'd be a big old toe bag, sack.
That'd be a whole different.
Very little of that, the people raised them.
No.
Really?
It's very...
They didn't ever have... Yeah.
No, we never had to buy them.
Never had
no,
to buy them.
No, a farmer never bought potatoes. He raised them.
Well, now, I know you're not going to believe this. This is coming to the end again.
You mean that?
I mean it.